Chapter 21. The babies in the cart began to squeal and yip as their mothers dove down to us. Then the horse-like creature pulling the cart reared up on its hind legs, but I yanked on the reins to steady it. None of us had time to move before the massive creatures were surrounding us. The four dragons landed on all sides of the cart, so we were blocked in, and the lead yellow creature landed right in front of us. I tried to reach out telepathically and speak to the dragon, but nothing happened. The monstrous female only stared at me with deep silver eyes that penetrated my soul, and my heart rate spiked as I took a deep breath and tried to steady myself. I may have a connection with dragons, but these mothers were pissed, and I had no doubt they were ready to eat me if I made one wrong move. They were on the warpath, and I couldn't blame them. Their children had been stolen, so now I needed to somehow convince them it wasn't me who'd done the crime. I gently set the reins on the floor of the cart while I maintained eye contact with the yellow dragon, and the female huffed loudly as her eyes narrowed on me. Then I held my hands up by my head and slowly stood up. Before I could even start the next word, the massive dragon opened her mouth and let out a thunderous roar. Her huge teeth were on display, and she was clearly telling me she wasn't about to listen to what I had to say. After she stopped, everything was quiet, except for the ringing in my ears. The baby dragons were no longer squealing for their mothers. Kaas and Asta were absolutely silent, except for their quick breaths, and it seemed the forest itself had been startled into submission. "All right," I muttered under my breath as I maintained eye contact with the golden creature. If she wasn't going to listen to what I had to say, then I'd have to figure out another way. I took a deep, steadying breath, closed my eyes, and focused on the yellow dragon alone. I could feel her anger, sadness, and her relief that she'd found her three babies. She could smell their scent and knew it was them. Her emotions were so powerful they nearly made me double over as I tried to feel them all, but she was still angry. And if I didn't want to get eaten, I had to figure out a way to communicate with her. I focused on my own feelings. My sadness her children had been taken, my desire to reunite them all, and my anger toward the men who'd done this. Then I refocused on her feelings, and once I held them in my mind, I replaced them with my own. I pushed my feelings into their place, and hoped she could feel the emotions I was sending to her. A few seconds passed, and I opened my eyes to see the great yellow dragon staring at me. Her gaze seemed understanding this time, and I breathed out a sigh of relief that I wasn't about to meet those massive fangs she'd just shown me. "I'm sorry about your children," I said softly, and then I gestured to the cages behind me. "I'd be happy to free them for you." The yellow dragon glanced at the three other mothers before she nodded once at me.
"Rath,"
Kaas whispered, and I heard concern in her voice.
"What is it?"
I asked as I glanced at her out of the corner of my eye.
"She's hurt,"
the Valkyrie said with a slight gesture toward the yellow mother dragon. I quickly took a closer look and found what she said to be true. There was a large gash just under the female's wing, and it looked bad. Dried blood was caked all round it, and though she hadn't shown it, I was sure it hurt.
"You're injured," I said, and I closed my eyes and pushed my feelings toward her again.
"Let us help."
Kaas reached into her bag and pulled out her healing salve. The dragon eyed me carefully, and then looked back at the cages with the babies in them.
"She wants her babies. We'll try and deal her after we release them."
"Right."
Kaas nodded. I respected the large dragon for worrying about the safety of her children first. She knew where they were now, but I understood why she wouldn't feel better until she had them right next to her. If anything were to happen to Bla, or Inger, or Ufe, I couldn't imagine the lengths I would go to in order to get them back. I slowly walked to the back of the cart and leaned down toward the first cage I saw. Inside was a small red dragon with bright pink eyes.
She looked up at me with irises that glistened like dew-covered roses in the daylight, and I could feel she was grateful to us all. I smiled down at the small creature, and then I opened the cage door so she could fly out. The small reptile shot out of the cage faster than an arrow. She flew up to the sky to stretch her wings, and then she immediately dove to the large red female and landed on her back. The mother cooed and snorted sweetly as she nuzzled her baby, and I couldn't help the huge grin that came over my face. Immediately I began opening cage after cage, and I watched as all the little dragons flew up and out toward their mothers. The last dragon to get freed was the tiniest of all, and by the time I got to his cage, all his fear was gone. I could sense his excitement as he was about to meet his mother for the first time. I could tell he knew which one she was, and she was familiar to him, but there was no way he'd been hatched when he was taken. He was just too small. Once I opened the door, the little brown dragon immediately ran over to the large light brown female, and the mother pressed her face against the baby's body, closed her eyes, and breathed in his scent.
"I'm so happy they're home,"
Asta whispered, and I turned to see she had tears in her bright yellow eyes. "So am I," I smiled at the elf girl.
"Now tell them to let us heal them. I saw a couple more wounds on the other mothers, too. They must have gotten injured somehow when the babies were taken."
Asta frowned. "Yeah, that was my thought as well," I nodded. "Those arsehole dealers must have done something to keep the females at bay while they stole the eggs. I figured they'd just gone for empty nests when the mothers had gone out to hunt or socialize, but it seemed those bastards were braver than I'd given them credit for." I looked at the dragons and found the wounds under their wings to be all the same. Whatever these dealers were doing, they had a system, and it seemed to work. I thought about the torch with smoke the elf had thrown into the cage of the dragon in the Elf King's dungeon. Could they be using something similar? And if so, then why would the dragons have gashes in the exact same spots? No, this was something different. Whatever those dealers had done, they hadn't used the same subduing techniques as the men at the castle. Whatever they did was far more dangerous, and I needed to figure out what it was. "You have your babies," I said softly, to get the yellow dragon's attention, since she was clearly the leader of the group. "Now, please, let my sorceress friend heal you." The yellow female looked down at the baby dragons in front of her, and after a long moment she nodded to Cass. The Valkyrie walked toward the magnificent beast without hesitation. Even after I'd been able to talk the huge dragon down, she was still a very protective mother, and anyone in their right mind would be somewhat skittish. Not Cass, though. The strawberry blonde was on a mission to heal this creature, and she would get it done no matter what. I knew the dragon wouldn't hurt her, not after what we'd done for it, but it was still amusing to watch Cass march right up to the dragon who'd bared her fangs at us only moments before. The strawberry blonde had the salve in her hand, and she carefully made her way to the wing of the large female. The yellow mother craned her neck so she could watch Cass, but the Valkyrie only nodded to her and then scooped out some salve onto her fingers to rub on the wound. After she finished with the first mother, Cass moved on to the next. Soon she'd put salve on all of the females, and some of the babies moseyed around her feet, clearly no longer afraid of her after they'd seen her help their mothers. The other babies played with Bla, Inga, and Ufe, but the three of them went easy on the babies and allowed them to gang up on them and pin them to the ground. It was sweet to watch them interact with the dragons we'd just saved, and seeing it made me think of Cass's question earlier about whether or not the dragons would be able to recover from being taken. At that moment, I knew they'd be just fine.
"It won't heal right away,"
Cass told the dragons after she'd finished.
"But in a few hours it should be all better."
The yellow dragon nodded to Cass and closed her eyes for a second to show her appreciation, and I could feel her gratitude toward Cass and the rest of us spread through my body like a warm wave. I stepped up next to the strawberry blonde and smiled at the great yellow mother. "I am sorry for your suffering. I hope you find solace in your babies." The mother nodded slightly before she bowed her head to me, and I turned to see the other three mothers had followed her lead. I closed my eyes, and I could feel her gratitude and her overwhelming love for her children. I didn't know how many babies dragons usually had throughout their long lifetimes, but I didn't feel any more or less love for any of them. She loved each of them just the same, and she was clearly excited to be able to take them home. I reached my hand out and touched the yellow mother's forehead. My skin touching hers only amplified my ability to feel her emotions, and I smiled at the sense of fondness she already felt toward my team and I. After a moment, I pulled my hand away and stepped back, and the large dragons nodded to one another and then helped their little ones climb onto their backs. Once they were all secured, the giant females flapped their wings and took off into the sky and toward the valley. We were left with an empty cart and white smiles on our faces.
That was so wonderful!
Asta breathed as she clasped her hands under her chin.
They were just how I'd always imagined. What do you mean? You've been close to dragons before.
Yeah, I agreed, and my eyebrows pinched together with confusion. Ove was even larger than those females, and you were right next to him. Inga was on the elf girl's shoulder, and she looked over at her and also let out a little huff.
Yes.
Asta nodded.
But it's not quite the same. These are dragons from my home world. I used to sit at the top of the ridge of the valley and watch them for hours. I've never been quite that close to one of them. I get it.
Kaas smiled.
You've loved them from afar for so long that it's special to meet them, even if you have seen more impressive dragons. Right.
The elf girl said with a grin, but then her face fell.
I am concerned about their wounds, though. Yeah.
Kaas sighed and chewed on her lower lip.
They were pretty deep.
You got a better up-close look. Do you think it was made with a blade?
I don't know.
The Valkyrie shook her head.
I wish I could say for sure, but it was just a large gash. If they all hadn't been in the same place, I would have probably just thought they'd run into a tree or something, but there's no way that was a coincidence.
No, I don't think so either. The dealers must be subduing the mothers somehow.
How could they even manage that? Those females were enormous, and from what we've seen, it looks like most of the dragons in the valley stay close to one another. How could they sneak up on them like that?
And if they were able to injure them, why not kill them?
Oh, that would have been terrible.
Asta frowned, and her yellow eyes grew wide with emotion. I know, I nodded. It's not easy to think about, but we have to think like our enemy in order to predict their moves and figure out their plans.
I understand.
Asta nodded and took a deep breath. I reached up and put my hand on Bla's head where it laid on my shoulder. I didn't like having to think such terrible thoughts either, but I knew it would help us in the long run, just like pretending to want to buy dragons had gotten us to the dealers. This was a sleazy business, and if we wanted to get rid of it, we'd have to get in it first.
Perhaps they're keeping the females around to lay more eggs.
I was wondering how many eggs a female could lay in her lifetime.
Asta, do you have any idea? I'm not sure.
The elf girl shook her head.
I know they can have several eggs at once, but I don't know how often they have them.
It's okay, I told her with a smile. We don't expect you to know everything about the dragons in your home world.
But we need to figure out why they're keeping the mothers alive.
Asta insisted, and her lips pursed into a thin line. We will. We just need to find more dealers.
And keep one of them alive.
That might help. If we can keep one alive for questioning, I'm sure I can get some answers for us.
Are you going to torture him?
Asta asked, and she blinked and cocked her head to the side. Yes, that's the plan.
Good.
The elf girl grinned wide. You're okay with that?
Of course.
Asta said, and her expression grew uncharacteristically serious.
Those men are truly repulsive, and they deserve whatever slow punishment awaits them. I only wish I'd made the man I'd killed earlier suffer more before I'd taken his life. Whoa there!
Kaas said, and she put her hand on the elf girl's shoulder.
You seem a bit worked up. Let's get you home and get some tea. Tea sounds nice.
Asta nodded. I couldn't help the amused smile that came to my face. But Kaas was right. Asta was typically the sweet, innocent one in the group, and she was clearly frazzled. I didn't know if it was the fight, or seeing the dragons in cages, or seeing them reunited with their mothers. But whatever it was, she was upset. She had every reason to be, though. and I wouldn't try to stop her from feeling her emotions. However, we'd just killed a group of dragon dealers and stolen their cart not long ago, so I figured it was probably best if we got out of Asta's homeworld, at least for the time being.
What should we do about the cart and the creature pulling it? We can't leave it here.
Oh, you're right. Well, we'll set the creature free, but we'll have to just leave the cart. There's no reason for us to try and take it somewhere before we go.
We should mark it on the map first. I doubt anybody comes out this way. That way, if we need it for some reason the next time we come, we'll know where it's at.
Good idea. I smiled at the sorceress. Kars pulled out the map and performed some small spell to mark the spot we were at. It didn't take long, and while she worked on that, I looked around at the forest that surrounded us. The white, speckled trees were tall and thin with yellow leaves, and the road we were on was old and somewhat overgrown, with patches of yellow grass that shot up in the middle of it. I pulled the cart out of the road and hid it by some trees, in case we did need it later, and then I made my way back over to the girls. All right, I said as I stopped near them. Let's get going. We've been here long enough. I don't want anyone to see us.
Do you think anyone from the market would recognize us?
Asta asked with wide eyes. I'm not sure, I shrugged. But we do have three dogs with us. There don't seem to be many others roaming around, so I wouldn't be surprised if someone was able to place us.
We'll have to disguise ourselves another way when we come back.
Kars nodded. Good idea, but for now let's get home. I looked at Blar on my shoulder, and the little dragon nodded to me. Well, you know what to do. I smiled, and Blar closed his eyes and focused. A small portal appeared in front of us moments later, and started to grow. But before it could get large enough for us to step through, my vision went dark, and I dropped to my knees.
Rat!
Kars screamed, and I felt her hands on my shoulders.
What's happening?
Asta gasped, and her voice was high-pitched with panic.
Oh, no, I'm okay! Oh!
I groaned, but my body felt like it was being ripped in two. I couldn't see anything. I could only feel a sense of terror wash over me. My entire body was consumed with fear and panic, and I clenched my teeth together and dug my fingernails into the dirt below me. I didn't understand what was happening. Was this part of my power? My gut wrenched and my chest tightened as another wave of horror overcame me.
What do we do?
There's nothing. My voice trailed off as my consciousness was ripped from my body. This time wasn't like before at Nidhogg's Well, when I'd simply blinked and found my mind somewhere else. No, I could physically feel my thoughts and feelings being pulled somewhere else. There was a dragon calling me to him. I didn't know how he was doing it, but it was working. I gasped as the world I knew around me faded away, and I opened my eyes to find I was in an entirely different place. Only now I knew exactly where I was.